I'm proud of our group. I think kind of for us being able to put together four quarters was definitely kind of a goal of ours. I think that we came out strong in both the first and the second. I think there were some really good things we had worked on this week that we saw in the game, which I was really, really proud of. I think that kind of just sticking to our game plan. I think we still have to clean up some of the little stick work turnovers. I think we gave up some easy goals at times, but I think that top to bottom for us being able to continue to kind of implement what we've worked on in practice was a big goal for us. And so I was really happy across the board again that we had multiple scorers, scored in a variety of different ways, really balanced offensively, which I was happy with.
Yep. And first 2-0 start since 2010. So just kind of thoughts on that, just kind of how's it set the tempo for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I think that I definitely said to our group at the end, I think we got to have a good practice tomorrow. We turn around and play Iona on Saturday. And so I think that they've been really focused and kind of determined, I think, for us to be able to continue to improve. And so I think learning how to play with the lead, learning how to win and complete games is definitely something that kind of we've talked about as a staff. And so I think I'm proud of the work our kids have done. We had a great preseason. And so I think that to be able for them to have that success on the field is really, really exciting.
And you mentioned just kind of closing out games, but kind of point of emphasis both from last season, I'm assuming carries over this season, is both strong starts and closing things out. Only one goal allowed in the first and then in the fourth. So
Yeah, I think that I definitely kind of got on our defenders, I would say, kind of at halftime in the third of just, I think we have a really talented defensive core and defensive unit. And I think for us of, again, just the consistency of being able to play that way and not kind of take breaks or relax at all. So I think that I was definitely proud. I thought Victoria Tormey came in the fourth quarter and she played really strong with Kaylee Munster. So I think for us, I think it's being able to just continue to kind of play at the level we're capable of playing at.
And just for kind of individual stuff, Maddie Grimaster, 5 points, 3 goals, 2 assists. You guys didn't have her last year, but she came back for her grad year. So just kind of the impact she's made on and off the field.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is definitely kind of one of the key people we've been missing. I think that she's kind of just getting her feet wet. I think kind of missing just playing for 2 years. I think for her, it's been so nice to just get her some game experience, for her just to continue to feel comfortable and find success. I think she's such a threat. And so I think she had a really, really, I think she played well on Saturday. I think she played great today. So I think she's just going to continue to get better as she gets more experience underneath of her.
And I checked the numbers based on this result, and then over the weekend, you guys have one of the high scoring offenses in the country right now. Granted, small sample size, but just kind of thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I think certainly I want to see us have that kind of when we get into April. I think that as we get into April in conference, but I think ultimately what I love to see is just we've had multiple different scorers, 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9 different people scoring with 5 different people assisting. I think that that's ultimately how we want to play. We want to be dynamic. We want to have different threats. And so I think I'm really proud of kind of just our group across the board. I think we've challenged them in kind of the way we want to play, and I think they've really responded well. So I'm thrilled with kind of having the balance we've had.